It's especially like under pressure with everybody watching. That's when like, your nerves of steel have to like kick in and like just crush it. Welcome to USA FBL Fingerboard Podcast. I'm your host, LeVine Cunningham, and I'm excited to be chatting with two of the Big East finest. I've got Dan Christ and Dave Totai.
What's going on, man? Good to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, of course. Dan goes by FNS.FB. Dave goes by fingered_laces.FB. Well, welcome to the cast. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? Great to be here. First and foremost, I just want to say appreciate everything that you're doing for the community, because it's a huge thing and it's a huge staple in everybody's, what they're looking forward to as far as events and stuff like that. So huge kudos and thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. That's a few people have actually mentioned to me, like, the tour is something that like they look forward to every single year, every summer. And so like, it brings a great honor to me, at least, to be able to provide that to you guys and some kind of beacon of light, whether it's big or small, I guess you would say.
Yeah, which is entirely, it's part of what you're doing is inspiration. What got me into having these guys over every Monday night and rotating through, having weekly sessions and getting together, and sort of what inspired the idea to kind of find a way to give it back. And that's, what we're doing with the event that we got going on.
I know, definitely. So for the guys and girls at home, like, I guess explain, what am I looking at? I see a bunch of couches.
Yeah, we're up in the our living room. We just got it rearranged so that both of us could be sitting here and hanging out, chilling on the podcast.
Fair enough. I'm digging the 80s couch.
Yeah, usually we're out in the garage where we have the tables and stuff like that set up.
Okay, right on. So where are you guys located out of? Where are you guys recording out of?
Upstate New York.
Upstate?
Latham, Tri-City area.
Okay. Right on. Gotta love the Big East. I'm actually born in the Buffalo area, so.
Okay, two hours away, not too far.
Yeah, that's like a 5-6 hour hike from us.
Yeah, right on. I mean, I was only there for like the first 5 years of my life, but I guess you can call me a New Yorker.
It was probably the best 5 years of getting acculturated to the cold weather.
It's wild. My first memories, my earliest memories, are like me in the car with my parents, and like we're driving down the highway, and all you can see is like what to me just seemed like a huge tunnel of ice. But I guess like as an adult, I'm looking at it like the snow plows probably just like literally just plowed all the snow off to the side. And so it was probably like 10, 15 feet banks of just snow.
Buffalo definitely got it the worst.
Which, I don't think I missed that at all. So kudos to my parents for getting us up out of there.
Definitely.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad to have you guys on the cast for sure. I know that I think we first met either on tour or at Rendezvous, maybe?
First spot I met you at was last year's first Rendezvous.
Okay.
And I've been to a couple of store sessions. I was at the second Rendezvous. Dan's been to a bunch of them, and he was at Rendezvous. He was unable to make it, but I came out to your Drake stop this year on the tour.
I remember that.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there next year if you do Drake it again.
Definitely. I am. We're actually working on the tour as we speak, which a lot of people don't even realize. Like, it takes me 6 to 9 months to efficiently kind of get the tour just like just done and like a thing, and just be able to see, you guys can see it, which is weird. It takes it's just a very, very long time. But yeah, we're already working on next year's tour, working on next year's tour stops, working on trying to figure out a way to get our buddies out west involved on the tour as well. So,
which is what I was gonna ask. I had seen you were talking about earlier this year that you may split the tour like east coast, west coast.
That is, I mean, if in a perfect, like, ideal situation, if I could come across the resources to make it happen, that would be the most efficient and best scenario to try to get as many cities on the tour as possible. Because, there's only one of, me and my team, and there's only 10 weekends in a summer. So theoretically, we're limited to just 10 cities. And so I'm like, well, that's not going to do. Like, how do you cram 20, 30 cities into an ordeal if there's only, you know, 10 Saturdays and a weekend. And so the math just isn't mathing. But theoretically, if I can create a second team, we could solve that problem. But obviously, we come into like a financial resources issues. And so that's like the pretty much the big thing that's hindering us. But still working on trying to get a couple of West Coast cities involved this coming up tour, stuff like that. And so it's just, it's a grind for sure.
That'd be sick. Get some West Coast in there.
Yeah, we did it last year. I mean, it absolutely, it was brutal. I'm not even going to lie. It was a lot of fun, but we were on the road for like 11 straight days going out west last summer, which is crazy. So like I left my house and didn't literally see my house for almost 2 weeks.
And I'm sure that's something that like, not purposely, but a lot of the community overlooks is like the travel time,
mm-hmm.
the time you're staying in hotels, the crappy Wi-Fi, the having to find something to eat in a different town every time. Like,
it's, I'm sure
that you got used to being foreign so much, but there's definitely a lot of a struggle and sweat that goes into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that definitely get overlooked. It's definitely not the destination. It's always about the journey for me, so...
Definitely.
Oh,
absolutely.
But yeah, no, I'm stoked for what 2024 is going to be looking like. We're going to try to obviously make it bigger and better every single year. We're like I said, we're planning. We're already talking to venues. We're looking at just trying to figure out outside of the box type scenarios, stuff like that. And I know Philly, I know we sold out like 3 days before the actual event, basically. And so we're already kind of looking for a larger spot, stuff like that, so we can accommodate more people, especially out in the Big East. I feel like you guys are blessed because you guys have access to so many different pocket communities in the Big East.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously we have maybe about a 3-hour commute from here to Drake It whenever there's a rendezvous. And then up in our area, we have Bonk. We have Whoop. Didn't he just recently move? Yeah, Dan's friends with everybody up here from the New York scene because he's been in it for so long. So, I mean, like, Wonk is from here, Teak is from up this way, Woog, Loft, of course, Vanna being his old friend. I mean, there's a very big scene in upstate New York. And
that's not counting all the people that do it just for the pure passion of fingerboarding.
Yeah.
They don't even do social media. A lot of people around here don't do social media.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
And that's actually funny that you say that. So like when people come to our like our events and they register and they sign in, like I get a lot of their information and stuff. And then people will be like, because I like to do the city strongs. And so like, you know, we do like Philly and Indy and Dallas. We'll do like the strongs, basically like tagging people in those communities to like try to network and start up their own meetups and things like that. And so when I went to like, when we did the Drake Hut event, I noticed that like there was either people that left it blank, like the spot for their Instagram handle, or they literally said don't have one, which like kind of shocked me in a way, because there was actually a huge amount of people that literally don't have their own like social media, like just accounts and stuff for those. And so I thought that was interesting. So I find it interesting that you say that.
Like, it's definitely awkward to hear, but I mean, I would say up here,
a lot of people like to stay low-key up here, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in a way, I'm, like, kind of shocked and then kind of jealous at the same time, you know? It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's, like, it's pros and cons for sure. Like, I would love to be, like, yeah, I don't really care about social media. I'm not even going to, like, have an account to, like, being able to be comfortable enough to be, like, I'm cool with not being, like, connected to, like, so many people. Like, it's crazy. You guys have been, you guys are pretty much always been in the Big East your entire lives?
Yeah.
Always been in New York.
Always? Never left?
After like sixth grade, my father's originally from the island of Samoa. So I lived there. I lived in Long Beach, California for a little bit. Lived in Logan, Utah for a bit. And then I came back here like around like eighth, ninth grade. So I've been around about 80, 90% of my life. I've lived in upstate New York.
Gotcha. And you got to travel to like all the four corners of the country. So that's
yeah, it's just about, yeah.
Like, for real, you got the West, you got the North, I guess the Northwest, like Utah, which I drove through Utah, and there's like Moab, and then like the whole rest of the state is literally just a wasteland.
Yeah.
It's beautiful wasteland, but still wasteland nonetheless.
Yeah.
And so what about you, Dan? Pretty much all
Yep, born and raised Schenectady, New York. Been here my whole got family down in the Carolinas. Get down there every once in a while. But
well, tell us a little bit about your fingerboarding background, Dan. Like, what got you into fingerboarding? Was it skateboarding or fingerboard highway? Yeah,
I used to skateboard back in the day. You know, when I was younger, and my knees could still handle it. I'm 37 now, so my body's shot from, you know, eating myself up over the years. But I used to tech deck, and one of my buddies came over about 7-8 years ago and had a professional fingerboard set up, and I was just hooked as soon as I picked it up.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been in the scene, the professional side of it, for like 7-8 years now.
Yeah, I can tell when just looking at like some of the clips and some of the stuff that you're doing, that you've been doing it for, you got some time under your belt for sure. Yeah, what about you, Dave?
As many of us started out, I had the tech decks and all the play sets when I was younger. Grew up in the skate culture. Was always too fat to ollie, so tech decks were like my way of doing it. Fell off on it, and then about 2 years ago, one of my kids asked me for some tech decks for Christmas, and that kind of sparked the idea, and I was like, I wonder if you can actually skate these. And I ended up actually hopping on Reddit, because a buddy of mine told me, he's like, if you can think of it, there's a subreddit for it. So I looked up fingerboards, and I found the thread, and then I was just hooked and looking into it, started looking for who people were recommending as far as product and decks. And then probably a couple months after I first got into it, I made a post on Reddit as well as on Instagram looking to see if there were any locals in the area. And Dan was the first one to hit me up.
I seen his Instagram post, and he had tagged Latham, New York. I saw I'm like 20 minutes from there.
Like, yo, Latham, like, New York, right? There's no other one. And I said, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm like 10 minutes away from you. And then we linked up when I was out at the booth that I had met you at. A buddy of ours, Gio, is from Schenectady as well. And then he's like, yo, I'm local as well. So he comes over. Paul, who won gold in skate this year at the Drake It Stop, he's from Saratoga area, which is about half an hour away. And he saw us posting on Insta and was like, yo, I'm local too. And he comes over and smokes all of us in skate every Monday night.
Game of skate has never been my forte. I'm a really consistent person, but I'm only like consistent in like 7 tricks. And so like once I get past like those 7, like it's that's a wrap. We're struggling from there.
I'm good till they start throwing heel flips. Once they start throwing heel flip variations on
some. Man, we've seen some stuff this summer for sure. We've seen Nolly heels, switch heels, fakey heels, which I haven't seen too many fakey heels, but I've seen a couple of those.
Leg tricks too. I know.
Yeah.
Like, all over. Throwing leg tricks at each other back and forth when they were playing. Yeah. Which is definitely cool to see because, I mean, they're definitely not easy. As easy as they look.
It's especially like under pressure with everybody watching. That's when, like, you know, your nerves of steel have to like kick in and like just crush it. And so kudos to Paul. Like he
yeah absolutely. I mean, kudos to everybody who participated and signed up, because as good as anybody is, that's still pressure.
Yeah, like the still trick that like, stop was
everybody wants to see what you're going to set. Is it something that I can be? Is it going to be clean? You know, there's still elements of pressure in relation to what you said. I've got a nice arsenal, but the second there's somebody in the room, you're going to get a couple of nice ollies and some manuals. That's it.
No, I feel that for sure. I mean, the Big East, especially, I mean, shout out to Mike. I mean, Mike is pretty much like has the oldest community, I feel like, in the States in this area.
Absolutely. Most definitely.
And so people that have been connected with Mike and been pretty much just involved with what he's been doing over the last 2 decades now, I mean, you guys are extremely talented, like, because you guys are pretty much stuck with it for so long, where most of us, like, you know, more inland, we fingerboarded and then we kind of dropped off the planet for like 5 to 10 years. Then we got back in for a couple more years and kind of dropped. Like, we're in and out. We're like, I feel like Mike kind of kept everybody in it for so long.
Yeah. Well, the thing too is he's he's always doing something to keep everybody interested. I mean, the booze is a big thing at the, like,
yeah.
He started doing it at his house and was just opening his home to local kids and, like, his homies. And then it evolved and got to the point where it is as massive as it is now, where at booze, I've talked to people from California, from Florida. I mean, obviously, Ollie and the crew come out from Germany, from Black River, and it's awesome. And that's just something Mike started off of his love for the hop.
Yeah, and it's just crazy to see the progression that he's been just doing for so long. And so I'm glad I was able to get a collaboration event and stuff like that with him, and, you know, have a little bit of piece of that history in the books as well. That's a huge honor, I believe, just being able to just be that connected to what he's got going on and continue to grow the scene.
Yeah, absolutely. We're blessed to be so close to this facility and be able to go down there at least once a month if we want. Or yeah, it's just awesome. It's only 3.5 hour drive. It's a little drive, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
I've been to 3 booze and 5 store sessions. I still ask them to sign my decks.
No, I feel you. First time I met him last year at the first booze, I was definitely fanboying out for sure. So, it was weird too, because I've never really had the money or the resources to go all the way out to rendezvous, and then COVID hit, and then when I finally get some COVID money, I'm like, oh, there's no rendezvous, and so. It's wasn't really meant to be. And then he did a store sesh 2 years ago. I think it was December or November, the very first one out of COVID. Yeah, I had a storefront at the time. I closed that storefront down. I'm like, I'm going to go see Mike. I'm sorry, guys. I'll see you on Monday. I just could not wait to basically go out there, skate the parks, and finally get to meet Mike and stuff. So,
and that's just such a small element of it. It's cool to go out there and hit the tables and sesh, but it's so dope to link up with people, genuine friends that you have from different areas of the country or all over the world, that have this genuine love for this tiny little piece of wood. It's so dope. The fingerboarding is the tip of the iceberg, but it's friendships, getting together, and boosting each other when somebody hits a sick line. It is just so fun. It's the best thing.
Oh, I feel that for sure. I probably said this in a few other podcasts and stuff as well, but I mean, all my friends basically either fingerboard or they play Call of Duty or both. I have maybe 2 or 3 lifetime friends who don't do one of the two, but 90% of my friends, they're all fingerboarders or Call of Duty guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. All my best friends are the friends that I actually keep in touch with fingerboard.
Yeah, definitely.
If it wasn't for fingerboarding, wouldn't have our little crew here that meets up every Monday. We all look forward to it. It's a great stress reliever after a long week. We all just get together, sesh out, have a good time.
Get beat by Paul.
Get beat by Paul and skate. I try to give him a run for his money. I keep it up. There's some game.
So tell me about these Monday meetups. I think this is the second time you mentioned it now.
Yeah, we meet up once a week, every Monday. Dave is nice enough to host and let us come over and us weird, crazy fools and, just get buck wild in his garage and sesh and, chill out.
God, is this more of an open thing or is it more just closed off for the homies?
I mean, I post about it. So if anybody, there's a couple of people that Pure Joy this one by. Index Theory, who's based out of, I don't want to mess it up, I think he's out of Nevada. But he happened to be traveling to visit family that he had in Mechanicville, and he swung through. I mean, it's us religiously every Monday, but anybody who happens to be in the area is always welcome to come sesh with us to kick it.
All right. So basically, if someone was interested in wanting to come up and meet up with you guys on Mondays, they just hit you up on Insta?
Yeah, hit me up on Insta. Let me know you're in the area. We'll link up and have you come through. We got the... my garage is all done up. We got a couple tables out there. I've got a refrigerator out there for drinks and stuff. We hang out. There's a projector screen so I can watch stuff and chill.
All right. So, yeah, if you're definitely out in the, Latham area?
At Latham.
Yep. Yeah. Hit up Dave Totai. I'll have all of his links and stuff like that in the description. So if you're in the area, you want to hang out, just hit him up. That's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing that you guys do. Speaking of cool things that you guys are doing, you guys have, I don't even want to butcher this because I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But you guys got a charitable fingerboarding event?
Yes, we are holding an event September 2nd, which is the first Saturday of September. And we have taken the idea that Mike has done at Booze of a small door fee. And the door fee is pooled. And none of it goes to us. It's going straight to the Albany Medical Hospital's Children's Cancer Ward.
Because when you guys first hit me up on this, I was like, man, this is a very unique situation because not... I mean, I think I've seen maybe one or two other like fingerboarding events that were purely as like fundraisers, basically to help raise money and awareness to their cause. And so when you guys hit me up, I was like, man, like this is pretty cool. This is definitely very noble, very honorable.
Every penny will go to the kids. We're not, you're just looking to have a good time and raise some money and maybe, you know, help somebody that's struggling.
Is there like a deeper backstory or are you guys just really dedicated to that cause?
I would say it's fair. I mean, you know, as we all get into fingerboarding, we're all kids. Most of the time, if a kid walking through the toy aisle at Walmart or something, I'll see a tech check and kind of get that interest paired with the fact that it's something that we can do. I was just trying to find a way or think of a way that we could give back and put something solid behind the fingerboard and give it some real purpose. Aside from the hobby and the love of it, and aside from the community, like, it would be dope if we could collect some money and give it to the hospital. And, you know, maybe they save a kid's life, or if not, better it for the time that he does have or she has or whatever they're going through.
No, I feel that for sure. So how do people get involved with your cause? So I live in Indy, Indianapolis, Indiana. And so, like, I probably, honestly, realistically, probably won't be able to make it out there. But if me or somebody else who can't make it to that event, how do we contribute to your cause?
Dave has a GoFundMe going. It's in both of our bios on our Instagram. Every dollar helps. Even if you can only donate 50 cents, donate it. It helps. You know, every penny counts.
Yeah, there is a GoFundMe link on Dan's page, on my page. Paul's got it on his. You just click on the link. It'll take you right to the page. Whatever you contribute, you can see it collectively being pooled right there. And then after the event on September 2nd, it's taken right to the hospital.
Gotcha. Awesome. I'll have those description. I have those links in the description for you guys as well if you guys want to be a part and help these guys out during their cause. This is pretty cool stuff. I'm kind of one of those tearjerkers for just the kids and stuff like that. I've had a friend whose little brother had leukemia and stuff like that. And so, like, I know, like, the struggles of next to people that just need that much emotional and moral support and stuff like that. It's pretty draining. So it's always nice to have people that are just, like, pumping new life, new energy and stuff like that to whatever it is that you guys got going on.
I lost my mother to cancer 3 years ago. So cancer has a soft spot in my heart. And if it wasn't for this guy, it's all him. This event is him. I'm just putting my name on it. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for Dave, it wouldn't be going down.
I was like, how can we get more homies together? And that was really it.
No, I understand. And we lost our dad to lung cancer, which was pretty rough about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Pack a day for 50 years, something like that. So doesn't make it any easier, but definitely saw it coming.
Yeah. And I think the seeing it coming makes it a little rough.
Yeah, because I feel like...
And they start getting a little better, and then they get down, then they're better, and then, you know, they hit the end of that road and go to a better place.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. So, all right, so if people are coming to the event, where is it going to be held at, and what would give you guys the most, like, the most amount of, like, making the event successful? So, like, what are you looking for with the attendees? Are you looking for them to, like, bring a donation, or is it just the door entry fee, or, like, how does the people attending make this thing, like, as big as it possibly can for you guys?
More people we have attended, the only thing that we're asking for at all is the door fee. That door fee is the only thing to get in there. We'll hang out and sesh. We've got food. We've got a DJ. We've got tables. We've got everything taken care of. The only thing we're charging is the door fee. We have reached out to, Dan's been in the game forever, so he reached out to a couple of big names. We have some sponsor stuff sent to us for giveaways, raffles, from Lost, Slush Cult sent an entire box of stuff to give away. Teak sent a sponsored pack. Redemption, Dynamic.
We've got some good sponsors, and we'll all be raffled off. Nothing will be for sale.
Yeah,
it's just all going to be raffled off. So with your $15 door fee, you know, you can walk away with a set of Dynamics or Abstract Wheels, or you will walk, everybody will walk away with something.
Yeah, we've got a huge box of stuff that we've gotten from everybody who sent stuff in as donation packs and sponsor packs and giveaway packs for everybody who's coming. And that's the only draw. You know, we're trying to get them out there, come hang out. We got some free stuff to give away. We got some tables to fetch. And a small dealer fee we're charging may save some kids' life.
No, I feel that. That's absolutely awesome. Is there any key takeaways from the event that you want to mention that maybe we haven't mentioned already?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
We're definitely going to be giving us FNS merch, shirts, hopefully some fingerboards. My girl is doing a bunch of artwork to be raffled off, and her name is Danny Doodling on Instagram. If anybody wants to look at her artwork, she's a great artist. So there'll be a little bit of everything, you know.
Right on. Well, this sounds like an ordeal. I'm excited for you guys. You guys are definitely doing some big things, some good things as well. So these things don't get, you know, they always get noticed. They always never get swept under the rug. So just keep doing what you guys are doing. This is awesome.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
You guys have any future projects, whether it's together or individually?
Dan, like I said, Dan runs FNS. He's got some decks coming soon. He's going to be going through a regular rotation of decks, dropping them every so often. That'll be continuous. He's got the merch on his site. If this event turns out to be something great, and if it's as solid as I hope it is, I will more than definitely turn this into, at minimum, a yearly event.
That's exciting to hear. I'm always a fan of just more meetups and events happening across the nation. So
we're doing our Monday thing all the time, and if this event turns out as solid as you would like to, I will, like I said, I'll definitely do them every year and even more so in the future.
Yeah, definitely. So where can people find these drops in the future, Dave?
On my Instagram is the best bet. Keep an eye on my Instagram and his. I'm hoping to do, you know, 10 to 20 boards once a month.
But the same for you as well, Dave?
I don't actually do any decks or anything like that. I ride for Dan as a pro rider.
Okay.
I'm just the guy who likes getting everybody together to sesh. So anything I'm doing, Monday nights are always posted on my Insta. All the info for the event is posted on my Insta as well. And everything we got going on moving forward will be there as well.
Well, that makes it a really cool dynamic deal you guys got then.
Yeah.
Make a good team.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, okay, I get it now. I'm like, this makes a lot more sense. So you guys are like Batman and Robin.
Yeah, we're missing our gold medalist. The
gold medal and but he will be there at the event. You know, there's gonna be a good turn. I mean, I've got a good 25 to 30 people that have already DM'd me so that they will definitely be there. So solid so far. More is always better.
No, definitely. My experience in the Big East is that there's definitely a crowd. Like, you just throw out a flyer and there's definitely going to be a crowd. You guys have any shout outs, any recognition you want to give out?
Just the whole FNS crew. They know who they are. I don't need to say anybody's name or anything. But just all my guys, Dave especially, all two good homies. I'm glad I got to meet them.
Definitely shout out to Dan, because if I hadn't linked up with Dan, I wouldn't have expanded as deep as they did into the wormhole of fingerboarding. Dude's a brother to me. Shout out to Paul. He knows how I feel about him. He is the motivation and the glue to this whole crew. And I ride pro for him. Just a shout out to local fingerboards. I do ride pro for him as well. But I just want to give him some recognition as well, and it's pretty much it, man.
Nice. Anything that I am forgetting or anything that needs to get mentioned?
No, just shout out to the whole upstate New York, everybody in the scene. Like, it's a good group of guys.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I got a chance to meet most of them, so they're some good dudes for sure.
Thank you again for putting us on and having us do this, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. I'm always here to try to help spread fingerboarding and cool things that are happening within the community, and just try to put little beacons of light wherever we can.
Definitely. Absolutely. That's it.
Right on. All right. Till next time, guys.
Peace, man. Peace. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.